Proclamation number 5330 of 5th of March, 1952. Blow of the Spirit. Unusual supply of grace. An immeasurable flow of grace is pouring over humanity, and hearts are opening everywhere which allow the flow to flow into them in order to utilize it according to my will. It is a time of grace of such inconceivable significance. The gates to eternal life are opening. The kingdom of light constantly radiates light down to earth, and this light shines into receptive human hearts which open themselves to my grace. It is the time of activity which I announce to my servants on earth, when everyone shall do his work in my vineyard, which fills my command in itself, to which my spirit speaks openly. Wherever a heart beats towards me in love, this voice will be heard and the person will feel urged to be active for me and my kingdom. Then my spirit will also work in him and give him the gifts he needs for his service on earth. I shake people up from their sleep of death, and sometimes I have to let my voice resound very loudly. I have to let people experience unusual things so that they will look within themselves and find the path to me, often only after severe suffering and great tribulation. For people sleep even though they are active and active in an earthly sense. But the spirit sleeps, and to awaken it often requires a very rude shaking. Again and again and everywhere I reveal myself, and anyone who has once recognized me I have also won over for eternity. But the fact that they first pay attention to my revelations can often only be achieved by way of suffering, and therefore humanity is oppressed and burdened by adversity and sickness, by sorrow and misery, and good for those who then seek me, to whom I can then reveal myself through my spirit, to whom I can approach through my servants. Good for those who will then find me if they earnestly seek me. I can be recognized by anyone who wants to recognize me. But I keep myself hidden from those who are completely aloof from me, whom I cannot give my spiritual strength to against their will, because I don't want to force them to believe. Yet I kindle my little lights everywhere and place them such that their light shines far away and illuminates the path people shall take in order to reach me. Anyone who seeks the light, be it on earth or one day in the kingdom of the beyond, will also find it, for I am the light myself, and I let myself be found by anyone who earnestly seeks me. Yet as long as you humans still stay on earth, I can only approach you through a human being. Thus my light will shine where a person accepts me into his heart, where the light of grace from me finds an open vessel into which it can flow. But there I am myself, and there I also work with my love, omnipotence and wisdom. There the human being will be able to accomplish unusual things, because I want to reveal myself through him. My spirit blows wherever it wants, but it works everywhere so that no human being will be denied the means of help which can still save him from the end. For the end is near, and therefore my strength and supply of grace is immense. After all, many souls still need to be won before it is too late, before the last day has come for this earth. Amen.